microphone master. The most innovative, understated, brothers out to pasture. Dollars up, let's get your bet. You ain't heard this much future yet. The truth is said, they love plays rock in the movement set. It's dub CNN, what can you expect? But the illest on the internet, the realest on your neck. Bang your head to the left and you just hearing the press. East Coast, worldwide, to the south side, back to the west. Focus, focus on these microphones, pipe right to your home. Abracadabra, mastery, magic, bringing light to the zone. This ain't your regular radio podcast, a meeting of the minds. We are planting seedlings in the line, hip-hop feeding the blind. And with this moment in time, we hope you keep with the rhyme. Hip-hop ain't dead, aspiration is breathing, it's fine. It's time now for what you've been waiting to go live. Micromaster, J-Lo, place rock, banging and fine.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. We are back for another action-packed episode. I'm Jay Love, and beside me is my homeboy, my ace boon, Blaze Rock. What's up, man?
Know what I'm saying?
Ooh, speaking of that, man. We want to thank everybody who listened to last week's episode. We have gotten some feedback. Everybody had some comments, some interesting comments on last week's episode. So we appreciate you for listening, and we appreciate the comments. Keep them coming in.
I'm saying.
Woo.
Hey, shout out to the Cardinals over there playing. I don't even know what the score is right now, but yeah.
Yeah, we ain't talking about that. They're playing my Raiders.
Know what I'm saying?
Know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yo, so we gonna dive right into it, man. The big buildup, it was, I don't know if it was hype or hype in terms of, was it all hyped up or is it believe the hype? Watch the Throne dropped. And I was, the other day, the reviews, I started to Google the different reviews, and some that I came across, stellar, this, that, and the other, and others that I came across, like, for example, there was one in the, I think it was the Chicago Tribune, that was less than glowing in terms of the review and how they talked about it. And one of the things and I want to get your viewpoint on this, Blaze, is that Watch the Throne, to me, the title says, it screams excess. To me. Mm-hmm. So one of the knocks that the review that was given, and I'm pretty sure that it was the Chicago Tribune, said that it was talking about all this flashy stuff. And I'm thinking, it said the title is Watch the Throne. And one of the reviews that I came across, I think it was for The Source, mentioned that. It's called Watch the Throne, so what else would you expect other than some excess, some debauchery and all that good stuff. So I want to get your take on Watch the Throne and what your review is, and is it worth the hype? Is it classic or is it just really good? And you know, what's up?
All right, you know, here's my first and foremost thing. I think the CD is a good CD. I think it's a good album. I noticed I said good. I didn't say, oh my god, it's the greatest, it's classic. Nor right. did I say, oh, that's trash, it's garbage, son, it's whack. No, it's a good album. I think I also went in with expectations to get what we got. Just like you said, just like The Source mentioned, you go into this album, you have the expectation that it's going to be about excess, it's going to be about being rich, it's going to be about being, you know, it's just going to be basically acting a fool. While I know there's a bunch of people who would believe that, you know, two of the biggest artists in hip-hop right now have a better platform to speak the truth to the young black youth and etc. I think there's times where we still have to remember that not everything requires, and not every album requires to be, you know, a dissertation on civil liberties and a dissertation on civil disobedience or something like that. I don't think that's necessary.
They're not Henry David Thoreau,
right? And I also don't believe that we have to have everything we encounter is not going to be educational. There's some things that we encounter that are simply for entertainment. That are simply the peek into the fantasy land that some people really wish they were living, and that they, you know, they want to live vicariously through the music that they hear, and I understand that, and so I had reasonable expectations. Needless to say, I'm also not a big fan of Kanye's rapping over the last couple of years. Okay, I hate his voice. I make fun of his voice all the time, but I'm going to go ahead and give the dude props because he went in on this album. There's a few songs where, I mean, he completely just blacks out. And there's times where I really feel like it's almost a Kanye West album where Jay happened to be there. But Jay still spits, you know, he still does his thing. It's just much more subdued. And it's a good combination between them where you have the sort of, you know, I guess you could say mature bravado Jay-Z versus the youthful exuberance and excess of, you know, of Kanye. And then those two kind of meld from time to time where, you know, those roles reverse a little bit. And I think it's a really good album. The production is very different. I think it's probably the only album you're going to hear this production on, like production like this on. I don't think people are going to go and run out and try to copy it because I think it's something that you just have to have. You can't manufacture it. You just have to have that in mind to do something completely different. So when I respect that, like I said, I'm pleased with it. The first day I listened to it, I think I even put it on my Facebook. And the first day I listened to it, I wasn't all that pleased. I was just kind of like, all right. The second day I listened to it, I was like, wow, this is kind of dope. And then I kept finding myself later in the day, like in my head, kind of repeating parts of songs. And, you know, the beats were ringing in my ear still. And I was like, you know, that's the sign of a good album. So like I said, I'm pleased with it. I really am pleased. I think if people go in with the wrong expectations, they're not gonna like it. If they go into it with the expectation that it's, you know, that it's bubblegum, or that it's, you know, easily picked up on surface music, they're gonna be sorely disappointed. But I think it's a good album.
Now, let me ask you this, because and see how you feel if you agree with some of the things that I read and came across. Was there was people that were saying, or there was one review that said that it's almost as if it's a continuation of Kanye's latest album in terms of the, I guess, experimentation might be the wrong word, but in terms of the production, and as if it's a part two of that, which they refer to it as a good thing. It's just understanding that this is kind of the zone of where Kanye's at, and he had more of a hand in the production, obviously, of the album, and Jay was just not a rapper for the ride, but he was just obviously spitting over the tracks and doing his thing, where Kanye really had his fingerprints over the whole project.
I agree. Simply put, I agree. The vibe of it is carefully reminiscent of My Dark Twisted Fantasy or whatever. And yeah, you can tell that it's something that was kind of, it was really lit, you know, it was really like, yeah, we want to go this direction. So I'm pleased with how it came out. You know, I have to say that it makes a difference to be able to hear that vibe and that different vibe. And at the same time, it's some straight 90s joints on there too, though.
Okay.
So, you know, it's a couple joints where Pete Rock produces a track on there that I think is crazy. You know, RZA has a very, very dope track, and I think almost every outlet that I've read anything about, also every person who I've talked to, refers to the song New Day as being one of the best songs on the album. RZA produced that. Very, very dope song. I invite everybody who's listening to us right now, go out, check out the album. I'm not saying buy it, that's your choice, but check out the album and, you know, and give it a chance to see what you think about it. Hit us up with some information if you want to after the fact.
And you mentioned something that, in terms of the expectations that folks have on artists these days, and so when we come back, we're going to get into that a little bit. But we're going to get into a couple tracks. So Master Ace featuring Wordsworth, I Refuse, Mo Green called Masterpiece. You're listening to the Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com.
Yeah, duh.
Best to ever do it, what I need and I pursue it. Like an architect, I drew it. You can tell that I've been through it by the battle scars that you're seeing on my epidermis. See, it's me against the world, I just left a skirmish. In this game, boy, you better be ready for war. Be sure that your lines are raw and you're ready for tour. Another show, another audience. Yeah, yo, squeezing competition like accordions. Every minute, every second, you're nervous. If you're wise, then keep your eyes on these bars like you're checking for service. Y'all can hear me now. Yeah, I know you could. And confidence rings through when you know you're good. And greatness is defined by the length of time that one man can stand with the strength of nine. And smile into the face of adversity. And then say this ain't as bad as the worst could be. That's when you know you the cream of the crop. Way back when you was young, you would dream of the top. Scheming, scoping, hoping, knowing that a lane is open. Cause when you're forced to eat your words, that's the same as choking. So you strive to set the bar higher. Intoxicating heat, hotter than a car fire. And when the rubber meets the road like a car tire, you'll be on top and sharper than barbed wire.
I refuse to face defeat, yeah. Refuse to surrender to retreat. Won't refuse to lose or to be beat, yeah. But I won't refuse to compete. I refuse to face defeat, yeah. Refuse to surrender to retreat. Refuse to lose or to be beat, yeah. But I won't refuse to compete. I refuse.
In this line of work, you don't want a bomb, you want to be the bomb. Be stable and sound like the ground that your feet are on. While these other lanes are the same, you won't be the norm. And at the dawn, when it's calm, you gon' be the storm. And the forecast for the future that you go and start is the rain that they ain't seen since Noah's Ark. What a sound when it's coming down torrentially. Despite it all, the sun is coming out eventually. And this is higher education, so essentially, all these other cats are still in elementary. Yeah, it's just another show we selling out. Killing the crowd with something they can live to tell about. Can't name all of the territories we conquer. South Africa, Pakistan, Sri Lanka, Istanbul, Brisbane, Budapest. Yup, all around the world he's saying you the best.
I refuse to face defeat, yeah. Refuse to surrender to retreat. Won't refuse to lose or to be beat, yeah. But I won't refuse to compete. I refuse to face defeat, yeah. Refuse to surrender to retreat. Refuse to lose or to be beat, yeah. But I won't refuse to compete. I refuse.
Yeah. What's that fragrance you got on? Is that Strange? Smile like Carrie, but I ass like Beyonce. OG swag, say she know where my mom stay. So for Halloween, she my queen, I'm Delonte. Green Spitfire, Charizard with the rhyme. I mean fire like the kitchen when Will was making flambe. Now pull the dynamite, bow to your sensei. Running from the green, rappers getting Kuta Kinte. Out crowd, holler every single song, that's the fam. I thank God every single night, cause that's the man. Guess it was written, I be living on my plans. Now we winning. Gwinnin', DJ Self, you the man. They think I'm on, but I really just began. Punch your clocks, thinking that you'll never be the man. Humbling experiences, hold them in my hand. Cause so many got off balance like they go to their head. Everything I make is masterpiece. And all y'all couldn't equal up to half of me. Nah, I think I'm ready for the world. Nah, I know I'm ready for the world. Everything I make is masterpiece. And all y'all couldn't equal up to half of me. Nah, I think I'm ready for the world. Nah, I know I'm ready for the world. Far removed from the days of going stupid. Gas break, dipping putt, putting in my hookie. Gotta wake up pretty early, man, to pull a fast one on the green. So please try to slow up on your game. College dropout on some Kanye hype. Trying to work my magic for that Kanye life. Say when he got on, he leave your ass for a white girl. But man, did you see the ass on that white girl? TV screen got a thing for the white girls. Don't discriminate, I got a thing for the right girl. Enjoying the scene, I'm only sightseeing. These are work perks, I'm in it for the right reason. My heart beats for the mic needs me. And when I get up in this game, I hope she might keep me. Yeah, my heart beats for the mic needs me. And when I get up in this game, I hope she might keep me. Everything I make is masterpiece. And all y'all couldn't equal up to half of me. Nah, I think I'm ready for the world. Nah, I know I'm ready for the world. Everything I make is masterpiece. And all y'all couldn't equal up to half of me. Nah, I think I'm ready for the world. Nah, I know I'm ready for the world. Great.
Are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. So now, Master Ace, I think I've been a fan of Master Ace ever since it was the Me and the Biz days, and he's
born to roll.
Born Man. Yeah, I was. Mm-hmm. Slaughterhouse. I mean, not yes. Slaughterhouse like the group Slaughterhouse, but you know what I'm talking about,
yes.
Blaze.
Yes.
And for those that don't know, check out, it's Master Ace Incorporated. Check that out, Slaughterhouse. That's an East Coast album to me. That is East Coast in terms of just the, when I listened to it, when I finally went to New York years and years after that, that's what I envisioned New York being, was the way I listened to Slaughterhouse. But I wanna go and get into something you had mentioned, talking about what sometimes people put unrealistic expectations on artists. Well, since you guys have so much star power and so many people are listening to you, you must touch on have social commentary. You must touch on the ills of society. And I want to talk to you about that. What does it mean to be a successful black entertainer these days, in your opinion? There's a saying that says, if you don't stand for something, then you'll fall for anything. Does that have any relevance today? Or should it, because you think of artists, you think of entertainers, and I'll say Muhammad Ali, when you think of Ye, obviously decade, generation ago, of what he stood for in terms of his beliefs, his religion, in terms of what he stood for, his political stance, and how he stood for things, intelligent, well-spoken, well-thought-out opinions. And where does the black entertainer stand? Do they have an obligation to touch on what the all society's ills?
I don't know if there's an obligation as much as there is a, you know, there's the suggestion that you have to have some type of understanding of reality in order to be able to escape it. I think there's a point where artists have a responsibility to engage their fans in something that's somewhat realistic and intellectual. But do I believe that that is the deciding factor or the one of the requirements? I don't think so. And I think we have unrealistic expectations. A lot of hip hop fans, especially the revolutionary ilk, you know, they have the expectation that everyone who is a big artist or has a platform of some sort has to utilize that for a particular cause that, for what it's worth, is incredibly vague, way too difficult to adhere to, and it's a no-win situation for them. Because if they don't address it in the manner that everyone believes, and they've wasted their time, and they may possibly alienate people who really are interested in what they have to say. I'm one of those people who I don't believe that, you know, a football player or a basketball player in NFL or NBA is automatically a role model. I'm one of those people who doesn't believe that a politician, by nature of being a senator or a congressman or et cetera, has automatically embraced themselves to be a role model or be an influence upon people in one direction or the other. Yeah. I still believe that it's necessary for us to plant seeds, but I don't believe that we have to Pied Piper everybody into a particular viewpoint.
I agree with you, and along those lines, because you and I have conducted some interviews, and I've conducted some interviews myself where I'm talking to artists, and I'm thinking, really?
Well, I'm gonna go. I'll go even further than that. There's some time where I listen. You know, I listen to interviews or read an interview or I see an artist, you know, talking on a radio show or something like that. And I say, you're a freaking idiot, dude. Like, what good are you, period? And so the question that I then ask some of the people that I know who are of that ilk that believe they should be, you know, more into speaking on the culture and everything, I go, why would you want this person to represent you when they're a blithering moron?
Exactly.
Why would I want someone who can't put together a coherent sentence to represent or to push any type of viewpoint on me or some younger kid who is impressionable and brainwashable as it is?
It's funny because along those same lines, and I know, you know, and the folks listening, I'm sure that you are aware of this too, and are hip to this. Michael Jordan, especially as he started to get towards the twilight years of his NBA career, he was often criticized for not taking his stance either way on political issues, whether it was Republican or Democrat. And I think there was a famous line, somebody asked him a question, and he said, well, Republicans buy sneakers too. And so he was always lambasted for that. And then there's Tiger Woods, not the now Tiger Woods, but the Tiger Woods of a few years ago. And he would never take a political stance. And I think it was around the Obama election. he took somewhat of a stance and started to and at least let his views be known. And I think that's unfair, once again, to put people in that way, because just because they have the spotlight doesn't mean they can articulate their points. And just because somebody's a politician doesn't mean that they always have your best interests at heart.
That's one of the things that always drives me crazy about the media's infatuation with the opinion of actors and celebrities, especially with actors, because we're essentially giving someone who lies for a living. We're giving them credit for being able to tell us what's the best direction, or, you know, influence a large swath of the community as a result of them just being good actors. Right. There's nothing that actually makes that person any more credible or any more qualified to make the statements that they're making. And I think that sometimes we put too much emphasis on celebrity and financial status as opposed to the actual subject matter and the knowledge of that particular person that you're trying to listen to.
I agree with you, man. So, hey, we're going to get into a couple songs real quick. And speaking of relevance and unrealistic expectations, we got the third track that we're going to play. We're going to talk about that on the way back. But so Shad, Flawless, Festo, Ground Running. And I'm going to say real quick, Festo, I'm a Hyro fan. Y'all know that I put a lot of Hyro in this, so I'll be honest. And I don't put anything. So this Festo, I came across it and I listened, and I had low expectations. And I thought, oh, okay, this is pretty good. So anyway, so Festo, Ground Running, and then Eric Sermon featuring Method Man and Redman. It's called Look. So we're going to go into those songs. We're going to come back and talk about that Eric Sermon track. So we're going to be right back. You're listening to the Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com.
Yes, sir.
Frank Dukes, Shad's name. Still that old prince like Tayshaun. Searching since day one. Can't quit. Never say done like Raekwon. Gotta stay on point like Rajon. Trapped in this game and he play wrong. Can't play dumb when judgment day come. Put those to blame on the hook like Akon. Trey songs. Either way, they gotta pay like State Farm. Verbal napalm with a short 58 on. Let them play boss. It ain't A-Rod. No day job. Rap them paid off. Middle class. Keep a little stash like Adolf. With a bit of cash. Any track I get a smash like a gray Dodge. K-Car. Stay raw. Causing chaos. The A-Star. You can see from space like the Great Wall. Cakewalk. Killing these cats. Is trying to take shots. Gotta play y'all like Jay Fox and Ray Charles. Yeah, flawless.
Heroic steps to the plate. Heroic steps to the plate. Heroic steps to the plate. Flawless, flawless. Heroic steps to the plate.
Real freak.
Heroic steps to the plate.
Flawless, cracking. I'm back like Whitney. Rap like Ricky D. Fat like Ricky Lake. Shots don't ricochet. They hit and make your head split like Jess and Nick Lachey. Soul like Nicolay. Figure eight around MCs. And only figure they should rap for the figures made in Coke bottle figure dames. Only worry if your soul's where the triggers aim. Brain on bigger things. Not trying to get a name. Got one. Shad. Same Mr. K. Offstage is spitting flames. What's with the game? Sounds too, what you say? Had to make these rappers blue. Mickey D's fish fillet. Dope as a brickier. Heat isn't safe, keep the kids away. Don't miss the train on the railway. Deep rhymes, gotta follow close like a tailgate. Not just some hot 16s like Dale Bay. The real don't fail, or even stalemate. Trailblaze, flawless.
The woman steps to the plate. The woman steps to the plate. Flawless, flawless. Flawless, flawless, flawless. Flawless, flawless, flawless.
Tropicana, Highlander, Barbados, Rock Havana, Joe's Pub, Don Diego, sip Dominican rum, assorted crushed mango, looking for that pot at the end of the rainbow, took what I got and went to the halo, same glow, hip hop, Argentinian tango, crushed linen tango, sipping nine yayo, day yo come, we don't wanna go home, power nap, mushroom cap, and now I'm back, never had a jerry curl with a shower cap, I can let my soul glow without that, capture that capital gain against the grain, wake up every day, born again, and it's on the game. We gone insane, pour the
Singapore sling like it's Novocaine.
Touchdown in your town, we hit the ground running. When I'm town, bam, we hit the ground running. Straight up out the gate, we hit the ground running. Bounce, rock, skate, we hit the ground running. Touchdown in your town, we hit the ground running. When I'm town, bam, we hit the ground running. Straight up out the gate, we hit the ground running. Bounce, rock, skate, we hit the ground running.
Thank the weekend, I might go off the deep end. Drink gin, let the olive oil sink in. Your boy, your kingpin, get royal treatment. Enjoying the voyage, the world is my oyster. Life is for living, lust for the rush of adrenaline. So I figure gotta stay wiggling. Driven with a vision that's bigger than grandeur. In a city where them people lie the pimp and the panda. Everyday Memorial Day in Miami. Spanish fly chicks looking vanity six. Vanish with a cannabis fix, I'm snapping them flicks. While they 69, I'm ready to mix it up. Mixing a Dixie cup, but nickel slick till I get my ticket to kick in the bucket. I'm like, fuck it. Tic-tac-toe, marking X's and O's. Extra composed when I'm next to your hoes.
Touchdown in your town, we hit the ground running. When I'm town, bam, we hit the ground running. Straight up out the gate, we hit the ground running. Bounce, rock, skate, we hit the ground running. Touchdown in your town, we hit the ground running. When I'm town, bam, we hit the ground running. Straight up out the gate, we hit the ground running. Bounce, rock, skate, we hit the ground running.
Early in the morning, I'm born again. Better metamorphosize, take orbit again. Forward to the eye of the storm on the wind. Beneath my wing, airborne out of rim. Porter stout on the porch with the fin. In Puerto Rico, popping corks with the twins. Contoured on tour with the fam. Another encore, then I'm out. Concord to Japan. Still pop Napa Valley corks in the land. It's a plastic wrap, put a fork in it, man. New arises rise on a Saturday jam. Summertime ice cream castles, we lasso them sassy sirens. California coolers entice them. Better know the rules on the dice when you're rolling them. Life is a roller coaster. Get a hold of your soul on the ride like you're supposed to.
Touchdown in your town, we hit the ground running. When I'm town, bam, we hit the ground running. Straight up out the gate, we hit the ground running. Bounce, rock, skate, we hit the ground running. Touchdown in your town, we hit the ground running. When I'm town, bam, we hit the ground running. Straight up out the gate, we hit the ground running. Bounce, rock, skate, we hit the ground running.
Bounce, rock, bounce, rock, skate. Dress, rock, Golden State. Bounce, rock, bounce, rock, skate. Dress, rock, Golden State.
Method Man, Red Man, Def Wu,
Yes, sir.
Ayo, I am hip hop. Look through the lens. My fitted cap got the gold sticker on the brim. I look like an 8, but I flow like a 10. The new jack that got G money on the stem. I started a 9-2, back in the 2G. Funk Doc to Jamal, how high the movie. Got new money, got new clothes. That look super bad, I'ma get that for show. For show, I'ma get that for show. I got it, I crank up the bass and it cause power outage. Mastered my paper, I've been about it. Graduated the streets and dropped out of college. Bitch, give me knowledge. Fuck study hall. You can say I got my PhD in the car. A hood nigga, drink out peanut butter jars. Red and meth, rocking the bells like Todd. Let's go. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Let's go, let's go, let's go.
Did you hear what he's saying, homie? He said, let's go. Okay, we ain't playing, man. I said, let's go.
This shit bump like a body in the trunk. Look, this shit bump like a body in the trunk. Look, this shit bump like a body in the trunk.
Look. Let's go, let's go, let's go.
I'm like Selleck with the Magnum. Without the P.I., this grown folk B.I. Llama tucked in my Levi's. The killer bee, keep a honey bee in the beehive. The type that beat her seeds and bring you weed on the V.I. I'm on that grand hustle, my dude. Shout out to T.I. The dope I'm trying to hustle is columnists of the green eye. E, let me bark on these youngins. Get in their heads. I was getting pissy drunk when they still was pissing the bed. I can see why they envy the swag. Cause Staten Island, we empty the Maggie waving enemy flag around here. I got something to say, give me the floor. Matter of fact, Doc was cut to the chase. Give me the sword. Time to leather face the game. Got niggas saying my name till it tastes like shit in your mouth, son. My goon snatch chains, slap the shit out your dame. Clap them things, blow these niggas out, they flame and we out. One.
Let's go. Let's go, let's go, let's go.
Let's go, let's go, let's go.
Virginia, what he saying, homie? He said, let's go. No game, we ain't playing, man. I said, let's go.
This shit bump like a body in the trunk. Look, this shit bump like a body in the trunk. Look, this shit bump like a body in the trunk.
Look, let's go, let's go, let's go.
Like was the king of pop, I'm dangerous. I shoot the Glock, but I prefer the stainless. I ain't even geek, that's where the meth I came with. Red nor blue, just them two I bang with. I keep pursuing it, so don't get angry. I'm unpredictable, sometimes they call me Jamie, baby. So when you see me coming, be on your best behavior. Cause it's too early for you to be meeting the savior. Just cause of that, here's a favor. Fuck around with them young boys that just blaze ya. Hater, you ain't a hardcore fucker, you a liar. The gangster past you had expired. Homes, you a riot, you crack me up. I know a cat with no spine that'll back me up. Say what? I speak the truth like the Bible. You never gonna make it like American Idol. Let's go.
Let's go, let's go, let's go. Let's go, let's go, let's go.
Junior, what you saying, homie? He said, let's go. No game, we ain't playing, man. I said, let's go.
This shit bump like a body in the trunk. Look, this shit bump like a body in the trunk. Look, this shit bump like a body.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. So, Festo, good job, man. I'm gonna the project I downloaded. I checked it out. I'm impressed, man. So you did a good job. So, Blaze Rock, do you think that Eric Sermon did a good job on the look track? Because we know,
no,
Redman does his thing. I'm a Redman fan, I'll say it like this. I'll qualify this. I'm also a Dos Effex fan, and I can say that Dos Effex has dropped a couple of terrible albums. So having said that, Method Man, Redman, they bring it. Eric Sermon, I don't think so. What do you think, man?
I don't think so either. I was kind of, you know, I was really feeling the track up until the point that Eric Sermon started rapping. It was kind of like, all right, so are you on this because you happen to produce it or something or what? you know, like I said, I was really disappointed. I just think his style hasn't aged well. Again, I'm a big Method Man fan. I'm a super big Redman fan since way back. So, you know, when they bring it, they bring it. When they're on, and they are on, you know. But this song, E-Double needed to step back and let them do what they had to do.
This is one of those joints, think about when we were, if a DJ is mixing a song and he's playing a track, and then there's, let's say there are three joints, there are three verses, and then there's the one guest verse that's not so hot, they'll always fade out of it before that third verse comes on.
Right.
Or the sentence is so hot, that would be
like, that's this. That verse right there. I'll tell you right now, it's almost a skip to the next song, not even a fade. It's like a needle drop, and bring on a new song. I don't know. I'm not. Like I said, I wasn't feeling it. I wasn't feeling it at all, though. I love the song up until that point, and it almost taints the whole song at that point.
Yeah, I hear. I brought it to. I played it because I felt I liked the joint with Method, Redman. Sometimes, because in the past there's been times when Eric Sermon has seemed to be, he's injected himself with hip hop HGH and come harder and come with more. Come with more bravado, come with more energy, come with more swaggers. I'm definitely not going to use that. But just a little extra oomph. And this is not one of those cases. So it just makes you, you know, I'm not trying to say hang it up. I'm just saying go back to the drawing board.
Yeah, don't half-step it.
Don't half-step. So we're going to get into a couple quick songs. We'll come back real quick. And I want to, because Blaze mentioned styles aging well, and there's a gentleman that, yeah, we're gonna come back and get y'all thoughts on this. So we're gonna get into a track. It's Lunch Everywhere. Lucky I Am for featuring AC Alone and Slug for You. Too Short featuring E-40 and Rafael Sadiq called Sugar Daddy. So we're gonna get into these real quick. You're listening to the Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com.
Yes, sir.
Lunch, man. Lunch. $1 million nigga, baby. Roll with the nigga. Yeah, we rolling, right? Knife one on the motherfucking track. Homeless motherfucking nation, man. Yeah, I'm feeling so good. Shit. We do what we do, like we doing it for TV. I want y'all to sit back and enjoy. Whole world, keep your eyes on me. I'm back like vertebrates, as y'all can see. I don't adapt to the industry, these niggas adapt to me. I'm in the mix like daiquiris, hoes after me. My head so high, homie Shaq can see that I'm a hustler. Pray on my knees and God I trust. Ask God for forgiveness, cause homie I will bust. Shit happens, I'm the captain, yeah, of homeless. Give them soldiers order, they'll follow with no fuss. Enough is enough, I'ma tell you if you listen. I started off with nothing but eye drops and a vision. Niggas all around me try to clown me, had me flipping. I got tired of bullshit like I'm Scotty fucking Pippin. I lie and bitchin' and prove you wrong, got me ripping. Now they say I'm conceited and cocky cause I'm always limping. I never been shot but got some thug in me. You see these scars, you'll swear been some slugs in me.
Baby, I'm here, baby, I'm there. Yeah, niggas everywhere.
Niggas everywhere.
Baby, I'm here, baby, I'm there. Yeah, niggas everywhere.
Niggas everywhere.
Baby, I'm here, baby, I'm there. Yeah, niggas everywhere.
Niggas everywhere.
Baby, I'm here, baby, I'm there. Yeah, niggas everywhere.
Niggas everywhere. Okay. Yeah, they got me with that okie doke. I be scratching my chin, but I can promise you this, shit'll never happen again. I float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. My crew is like Greg and Green, we all G's. Went from dishing your boy to kissing my ass. That's why I understood, don't write checks, your ass can't cash. I got a garbage man that take you out like trash. I got a personal aimer to increase your dash. I love the red and the blue like the American rag. But you fuck with me, I give you stars like the American flag. Your boy's coming soon, five ladies hide your poon. Had your boyfriend thinking of scary movies in the room. I'm a hustler to the doom, cut you till you maroon. Like a director, shooting rappers like Benny Boone. You and your Holly around June, y'all ain't hot. You remind me of Arkansas, pushing them little rocks. If a bitch is a hoe, she's a hoe, that's not rude. Cause she's walking around blowing dicks like hot food. While he's walking around catching feelings like hot too. Homie know that bitch is a hoe, that's not cool. My homie sell path, so sadness taking over me. I'm by convertible, so you always look over me. Flows is killing, love me and hate me if you're willing. I'm a hustler, pitching my hustle like Kirk Chilling.
Baby, I'm there. Yeah, niggas everywhere.
Niggas everywhere.
Baby, I'm here. Baby, I'm there. Yeah, niggas everywhere.
Niggas everywhere.
Baby, I'm here. Baby, I'm there. Yeah, niggas everywhere.
Niggas everywhere.
Baby, I'm there. Yeah, niggas everywhere.
Nigga everywhere. Yeah.
If you don't know me, you gon' know me. Sit back and ready for it, homie. Got a whole nation behind me. Look to the stars and you find me. Our time is now and you know this.
Yeah.
All the people in the streets yelling homeless. Baby, we're here. Baby, we're there.
We're there.
Baby, I'm there. Yeah, niggas everywhere.
Niggas everywhere.
Baby, I'm here. Baby, I'm there. Yeah, niggas everywhere.
Niggas everywhere.
Baby, I'm here. Baby, I'm there. Yeah, niggas everywhere.
Nigga everywhere. Yeah. That's just how niggas get down. You know what I mean? You got to feel me. If you don't, it might just kill me. Yeah, you lay back with this one, man. I love you too. Blow kisses at the bitch.
You gotta love it.
Yeah.
This shit makes me fucking happy. You have no idea. Ooh. Let me tell you about my baby.
Yeah, you're simply indescribable. Yeah. Someone I could write a song for, let me just ponder. In thoughts of you, my mind wanders. Wait, let me correct that. I could write a book set. Yeah, I'm speaking volumes. Turn up the volume. Problems I solve with nerves, I can calm them. They call me lucky. Yeah, I'm like a charmer. But every word I'm saying to you, that's my honor.
I swear.
I put that on my mama's, 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 mama's. Fuck my baby mama's drama. I'm a changed man, baby. I'm just saying. We can make music and love and keep it sailing. Love boat, no captain. We gon' make it happen without them restrictions. Yeah. Give others limits, yeah. But trust me, no gimmicks. Ain't no gimmicks. No. Trust me, no gimmicks. Love, we all in it.
It's for you, 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 yeah, you the truth. Everything I'm doing with you is the truth. Every moment living our life, that's the proof. Every moment living our life is the truth. It's for you, 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 yeah, you the truth. Everything I'm doing with you is the truth. Every moment living our life, that's the proof. Every moment living our life, keep it true.
True.
Let's take it back to when I found you. I was hella with it and you was hella down too.
I spotted you in the crowd through a whole bunch of wannabes crowding all around you.
Oh, yeah, I gotta be there.
And then I got your attention. I broke the tension. It hasn't been the same since then.
Hey, my name is AC.
Did I forget to mention me and you together like Ashburn and Simpson?
Solid.
And what I wouldn't do for 247-365 rule, girl. Really just a cool girl. Me and you against the world, headed to the future.
Come on, let's do this.
I know I'm a lot to handle though. Unmanageable, at times I'm an animal. But I'm a modern Michelangelo. And you my last judgment, I need something tangible.
It's for you, 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 yeah, you the truth. Everything I'm doing with you is the truth. Every moment living our life, that's the proof. Every moment living our life is the truth. It's for you, 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 yeah, you the truth. Everything I'm doing with you is the truth. Every moment living our life, that's the proof. Every moment living our life, keep it true.
Till I die, I'm by your side. A testament to the light you shine. If I needed any more excitement, I'd have to grow some wings, start fighting crime. This life of mine seen many miles of ebb and flow and nights alone. Aim my gun at the pretty smiles, then run away so I can find my home. I was sitting on the front steps, wondering if death gonna come yet. That's when you cut through the mess, improved my view and gave my blood breath. The negative got swept away. Remember it like yesterday. You changed the way September tastes. And I wanna live forever. Thanks, it's for you.
You, 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 yeah, you the truth. Everything I'm doing with you is the truth. Every moment living our life, that's the proof. Every moment living our life is the truth. It's for you, 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 yeah, you the truth. Everything I'm doing with you is the truth. Every moment living our life, that's the proof. Every moment living our life, keep it true, true.
Dog in this motherfucker. With E. Fonzarelli, 40 water. I can tell you about these pimps and these hoes. I can tell you about these friend zones. I knew this kid named Steve, a nice suburban ass nigga rocking khakis with pleats. Old square, so square, the motherfuckers are cute. Used to date these no good hoes I knew. Straight loving them, and I bet they liked him too. Wearing Tommy Hilfiger from his shirt to his shoes. Way back when that was like the shit to do. Family got two cars, they sedans, not coupe. He liked to get girls' numbers up in Northridge Mall and treat them better than any street niggas who ball. He too thirsty, he don't know the value he has. He sweat the pussy like Prince, sweat purple pants. Every Keisha and Manisha play his ass like a puppet. Tell him when you come see me, bring chicken McNuggets. Take it from Short Dog, that's a sucker move. But he's a sugar daddy, give him lunch money at school. Said Steve, let a pimp nigga pull your coat. You too nice, got the bitch self-esteem all high. But she treat you like shit, let me tell you why. They say don't buy the cow if the milk is free. That's why I make sure the cow never ever is me. To be honest, you don't even like the bitch that much. So don't say you want a date or say you just wanna fuck. Trying to woo these hoes like Juliet. All timid, scared to grab some titties and shit. Man up, man, grab her, look her right in her eyes. Now if the bitch grab your dick, don't act surprised. And if she just using you, boy, just leave. You think she beautiful, but there's some other fish in the sea. Boy, that's why I say bitch, please.
Sugar daddy,
he loves you as they make them happy.
Oh,
understand. You wanna treat them like your mama told you you can. Cause there's some real nice women out there, it's true. But every bitch ain't Maya fucking Angelou. Now if you meet a nice girl, she deserve that shit. Treat her good, till then make them earn that shit. Short dog, learn it from them bay niggas before me. You don't believe me, ask E4. I never would've gave that bitch a string off of my knot. She got some $100 head, I got $1 million spot. I'm revenue retrieving, she revenue scheming. All the bunch of musty dusty, better go and get steaming. He put the pussy on a pedestal. Slow class, only time I seen a special hoe. Oh no, I'm overly cold over the stove. He treat them like they wanna be treated, but E4O don't condone.
But I just
ain't
hold you tight.
Listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on dubcnn.com. That's the E40, as he says, B-I-E-I. And then we had Too Short. Something was off on that track, man.
The track, I
wanted to bring it because I brought it because I wanted to get your thoughts on it. I was very borderline with it. Yeah, disappointed. Okay, think about this. What if you think about all the times that you heard y'all heard a Tupac track, or you heard a Redman track, or you heard a Rick Ross track? And there are certain, you don't, for those who aren't in the industry or never been in the studio, there's certain ways that your voice is mixed. You get used to an engineer, and they mix your voice a certain way. Or once you understand how your voice should be mixed and how your vocals, how to do your dubs and all that, you do that every time, and it's almost a carbon copy, so that people get to understand your voice and the way your delivery is. It was weird because this track seemed to be mixed weird, because maybe it's just Short's voice doesn't sound like it usually sounds, or maybe this is how Short doesn't give a F anymore. 40, his voice didn't sound, 40 sounded disinterested. Rafael Sadiq was doing his thing, because Rafael Sadiq is pretty soulful. But Too Short, it's when you mentioned Eric Sermon kind of being almost stuck in a time warp, so to speak. Short seems as if he really, really, really does not give a damn
about anything.
About any damn thing.
He just like, yo, yeah, whatever, man. I'm too short. Doing the same voice, the same track, the same lines for 45 years. You know my favorite word. I mean, I don't know. There's nothing wrong with sticking. You got to stick to the script, but at the same time, you got to evolve that something a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm not a fan of Too Short, no matter what. I know I get flack from people about that all the time, but I just don't be feeling Too Short. And it's songs like this where it's like, the beat can't save him.
Right. Yeah, because when you think of Shorty, I'm trying just to play, I'm a player.
Yeah.
And I'm play, that the beat carries you. There are certain tracks where the beat is going to carry you.
Even Blow the Whistle.
Yeah.
Blow the Whistle, the beat is so infectious. It doesn't even matter what they're saying. And most of us don't know anything about what they're saying other than Blow the Whistle. You know, so I don't know.
Oh my goodness. So yeah, this is the time of the show we get into the roll call. So make sure you hit up DubCNN. Make it your homepage, whatever you gotta do, DubCNN.com, where you can check the dopest reviews, the dopest music that's coming out. Obviously focusing on the West Coast, but if it's tight, it's gonna be in DubCNN.com. Also support the DubCNN Radio Network. You know, you got, obviously, Microphone Masters Radio Show. Make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend. You can Google us on Microphone Masters Radio Show. Check us out. Like us on Facebook. So, once again, look for us, Microphone Masters Radio Show. And you have the shows that you have with Homegrown Radio and also DubCNN Radio. So, you know how we do it. Send us an email at MikeMastersRadio@gmail.com. So, we're going to get into another, we're going to get into one joint, and we're going to bring it right back because we're going to send y'all out because this has been entertaining. This is Blaze Rock's favorite rapper, Brother Lynch Hung, Man of Electra. So we're going to get into this. We're going to be eating dead babies and doing all that good stuff. So we're going to bring that back. So this is Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com.
Yes, sir.
Personal belongings in the basket. Got a bag for you right here, so just put the clothes in there. Take off them motherfucking boots too. I got some new ones for you, different tread. Go ahead and holler at me when you're done. I'll be in the back room. I got some shit for you, so just let me know when you're ready.
Now that I know it's time to eat, I can feel it in my gut and I'm about to run up and put a gun up in them, cut up in them, autocratic, automatic reaper. I will leave them bleeding in the street with the heater. Diabolical, after I follow you, I eat your meat up. Why he's hollow, I swallow a bottle as I eat the anatomy. Amityville, Manable, Cannony, well, man, I'm an animal. When I'm heating them up, I'm lethal. You don't wanna be fucking with me, I eat dead people. I'm that nigga that's keeping body parts in the freezer. Shit. Fuck her and leave her. I'd rather put her up until I'm hungry than I eat her. The doctors, the coroners, the cops, I never see her. I eat that bitch up quicker than a crocodile, believe it. And I wish a nigga would. That's what MCs get. These motherfuckers is bitches. I hit them in the cleavage. Yeah, I'm Man of Electra. She's standing there naked. I'm about to get naked. She's tied to the bedpost. I like to give head moves. She like to give head best. Blood on the headrest. Strange music, bitch. You can tell by the necklace. I carry me a chainsaw, but this ain't in Texas. Chainsaw massacre, nigga, worse than the Manson. Murders, I turn them to hamburger. I bleed in the trunk of the drop top. I don't wanna get blood on my Pioneer box top. Operation make pasta. Making it test spaghetti noodles. I'm a cuckoo. And I'm local in the Calvessa with a cleaver in the dresser. Butcher knife and machete. I do you in the poop shoot. Poke them and I undress them and leave them in the recipe. I told you I was an atheist. Eating them with lettuce and meat. Putting niggas in a wok pot. Taking niggas to the chop shop. Niggas is off the box of cotton. Niggas be off that Oxycontin. Probably rotten and body rotten. Obviously potty totting. Probably not in danger yet. Internet cable. Watch an ID channel cause I'm able. And cocaine and cellophane wrapped up under the table. Ready to murder rappers. Cut them and clap them. Rapping the label. Blue house in the stable. Mini Max on the table. Tornado. NATO. Egos get Lego. Yeah, I'm Man of Electra. She's standing there naked. I'm about to get naked. She's tied to the bedpost. I like to give head moves. She like to give head best. Blood on the headrest. Strange music, bitch. You could tell by the necklace. I carry me a chainsaw, but this ain't in Texas. Chainsaw massacre, nigga, worse than the Manson. Murders, I turn on the hamburger. Me, they fresh out the motherfucking county jail. Pillows with no feathers in the county smell. Black sweat t-shirt, brown as hell. If a nigga try to fuck with me, I crown his head. He don't wanna get bloody, does he? I'ma have to get muddy, buddy. Hit him with the chainsaw, cutting, leaving his brains raw, dummy. I'ma have to get silly, putty. I'ma have to hit Tilly ugly. I'ma have to get really ugly, killing, cutting, killing, cutting. Mr. McGillicuddy, he's the high school teacher. Used to take the bitches to the closet to teach her. Till he took my daughter to the closet to teach her. Now I'm using his head as my album's main feature. Serial killers kill a nigga nighttime and I'm the creature. From the black side of town, now about to eat liquor. Cut her up and I eat her. Crack domes like Easter. Easter, egg, leave me.
What you
really? Yeah, I'm Man of Electra. She's standing there naked. I'm about to get naked. She's tied to the bedpost. I like to give head moves. She like to give head best. Blood on the headrest. Strange music, bitch. You could tell by the necklace. I carry me a chainsaw, but this ain't in Texas. Chainsaw massacre, nigga, worse than the Manson. Murders, I turn them to hamburger.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. Mr. Blaze Block. Mr. Blaze Block. Any last thoughts? I love this this episode for a couple of different reasons. One, because I think we know that no matter how long you've been in the game, if we reflect, you got to bring it no matter what, i.e. Eric Sermon. But it's about having realistic expectations when you think about your artist. Just because he's your favorite athlete doesn't mean that he should tell you where to invest your money. Just because he is your favorite athlete or because he has a million commercials doesn't mean that he should tell you or influence which way you vote. You got to think about that yourself. And just because you might have elected him your politician doesn't mean that he has your best interests at heart.
I think you said it all right there. I mean, I don't understand how people haven't caught on to that just yet. So, I mean, hey, well, what can we do? What can we say?
And Rip, speaking of what can we do, what can we say, I'm going to leave y'all with this little funny thing. I'm sure a lot of y'all have kids out there. So my son Elijah, he's in kindergarten 4. He'll be 5 this weekend. So happy birthday to Elijah. And I think Mr. Blazebrock is going to be joining us for my wife's birthday party coming up this weekend.
Yeah, we getting it in, son.
I think we're about to go ham. And, you know, that means that Blaze is going to have a Sprite and some water chilling with him, and while your boy Jay Love will be definitely tossing him back. So Elijah, as with a lot of schools, they come back and they rate their day. So green is good or great, yellow is so-so, and red is terrible. So Monday and Tuesday he comes home, he has green, and so Wednesday he comes home, he had a yellow day. So my wife talked to him about it, and so she said to him, "We want you to get greens. Greens is what we expect you to earn." So he says, "Okay." So he finds out that he has a half green, half yellow day. So he goes into his desk and he grabs the crayon and he colors the entire paper green.
Smart man.
So then and then when my wife goes to check his folder, he tries to hide it first of all, and then he hands it to her and he says, "I got a green day," when you can clearly see half of the yellow and half of the green in there. So it's always interesting when your kids go to school and some of the things that they come up with and how they're trying to be, how they try to get over on you, but how they're just trying to make you happy and try to do what you want to do. They're doing what you do. Sometimes they take you too literally. But on that note, we're going to see y'all next episode. Make sure you hit us up, MikeMastersRadio@gmail.com. Google us, friend us on Facebook. But most of all, make sure you check us out next week. So we'll see you next time. Until then, are you good?
Yes, sir.
So I'm just about to spit some shit real quick. It's the last song. Because I done got to the promised land, baby.
Let's go.
I remember when my soul holes and dough was missing. When I went to all the shows, yo, my bros are pitching. Never meant to blow my goals, so it's motor spitting. And when I enter all of my flows, I'm so in pole position. I promised to be the best to mom. Get us through, get up at the dawn. Let text you flip it like an omelet. Ever since the combat, you tech ain't made you yawn yet. I signed checks in my pockets are the color of Pawn Shrek. The industry never passed a baton. Guess I grabbed it up, it's beyond deceiving. So I get the gauntlet. This music shit was enough to make me vomit, but I kept you on astonishment. Wait for the Casey comment. Now I'm winning, I'm more sarcastic than Vince Vaughn. Yeah, honestly, when I walk in, I come off like bomb threats. Cause them no one tech to go straight non-vet. Throw on jets and get all the way to this land that was promised.
Look at me, what you take, living life in luxury. Rolling round this world, doing this thing. This is the promised land.
Let me guess, I'm couldn't defeat me none. We started beastin', I'm selling records, melon seconds. Look at us teaching, I'm yelling tech is hell and methods. Zipping and reaching, I'm selling Jeff is telling heifers. I ain't got no income, but I got dough and then some. In comes the friends, they wanna attend, 100 send them. Knocking them out, my chain goes side to side just like a pendulum. I'm into one, but the other one's impatient, waiting for the sin to come. This is what goes on now that I'm in their life. Now they know that I get my flows on. They're coming out, then they're tights. Been chasing this for so long, never has been fair fights. Looking for them rare sights, it's in there, right? In a land where everything is yours, not fictitious like Fedora's, all delicious like a s'mores. I'm be walking through the doors, they often to the stores. Got me bossing, doing more for the promised land. I'm you and yours, Nina.
Look at me, what you say, living life in luxury. Rolling round this world, doing this thing.
Snorting, come on, man. Meeting, feeling, touching, we on things. Killing, busting, really loving us, cause we on strings. I like it. The promised land is real simply because I write it. Don't stare too long and envy, cause you might get eye righteous. Now to get me for sure.
styles and lyrics is high prices and promised land. I'm gonna stand an honest man. Dishonor gets the drama, yes, the llama can bring disaster on rappers like water on Japan. He got his chance and Tech puts it all on his fan.
Look at me, like you say, living life in luxury, rolling round this world doing this thing. This is the promised land.
Shit. It's all happening, baby. We just gonna ride out to this. I love it.